chametz, v'ala noivleis, v'ala grevai. Grevai is because grasshoppers. I'm a shakal nivad roi. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kol shumin kol, ein mevarchan olav. So it's a shakal nishan, which cases is Rabbi Yehuda coming to be chaylokan? We're shakal nivad also a little bit. Poshim shat, he's coming to be chaylokan, chametz, noivleis, and grevai. That's how Rashi learns. Chaimitz, Noblis, and Gavai. They're all Klola. Locusts are a Klola because they're a Klola. And Chaimitz is a Klola because the wine went bad. And Noblis, we'll see in the Gemara, the case of Noblis is there Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah brings a Shita that he's not coming to be Chaylik on Gavai. Gavai is not called a Min Klola. People may not be happy about it, but it's not something that went bad. Min Klola means it went bad. That the hanah that I'm getting is because the food went bad. I'm getting hanah because the wine got sour and turned into chametz. I'm getting hanah because the nobles were noble. Whatever, you know, we'll see about what's the nobles. But in the case of the gavai, the grasshopper is a grasshopper. It's not the hanah that I have is not from something that went bad. It just happens to be that it's destructive in other ways. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara. We'll get to Pshat in the Gemara. Ha'yelafan aminim harbi. What if he had several different minim? Doesn't it? Where should he make the bracha? Rabbi Yehuda Meirim Yesh B'nei Min Shiva Olavu Mavarch. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is from the Shiva's Haminim, then he should say the bracha on that one. The Chamay Mavarch Al Eizim Mem Sheyirtza. Chamay says he makes the bracha on whichever one he wants. So it sounds like everyone he wants means there's no kpeda, he can do whatever he wants. Like we would say, he can do whatever he wants. The Gemara is Mavur, that's not the pshat. Whichever one he wants. Like the one that he wants more, that's the one that has the chashivas. The wanting it more making me say it's chaviv, so it has the chashivas. Again, it has nafkim in halacha. What if he has several minim in front of him, and he wants to save the best for last? Like kids, you know, they want to always they all different kids are different. Some kids eat the cream of the sandwich cookie first. Some people this guy wants to save the best for last. So if it's just meant you could do whatever you want, so he could do whatever he wants, but. The bracha should be on the chaviv, so he shouldn't save the best for last. He should make the bracha on the one that he likes more. Yeah. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Adovah Shen Gedulim in Arutz Kim Gabasim Kim Sar Behemis Vechayis Eifus Vedogim Oy Meshakel Nivadoy Ala Cholav Ala Beitzim Ala Gvino Oy Meshakel Ala Pashi Ifsho Ala Yayin Sheikrim Ala Tavshil Shovet Sirosoy Oy Meshakel. Because those are things that went there. So it loses its chashivah. It's not yet Rabbi Yehuda, there's no bracha at all. But it loses its chashivah, and therefore it goes down to being a shakal. It's not amaytzi anymore. It's not very pregofen anymore. Rashi says. No Rashi. Yeah, here's a mocker for the idea that we had it by Tumim Krasi earlier in the Gemara. That's something that's garua became garua, so it loses the chashivas of the bracha, so it goes down to shakal. Al Melech ve'al Zamis. Sometimes he different Rabbeinu Yonah brings different shatim zamis, either salt water or some kind of brine. Ve'al Kmei Pitrius and mushrooms and fungi. Oyem shahakal. Ekim Olam Meimah Kmei Pitrius Lav Gedul Kakeninu. But Tanya, I know you're a pair of swords, also a pair of swords, and most of the grain will pitch you. You see, they're not Gedule Karko. The Omer, Kol Gedule Karko, I said, the Kol is coming to us, is Mabra, also a grain will pitch you. Omer, Vaye, Mirbe, Rovi, Meara. It grows out of the ground. Minki, Le Yonki, Meara, but its unique is not from the ground. The Aldova, Shen, Gedule, Menores, Ketoni. The Mishnah calls it something, it's not Gedule, Menores. Tony, Aldova, Shen, Yonik, Menores. Yeah, see that. Ala Noblis. I want to get bigger to the sugya in my mouth. Ala Noblis, my Noblis. Observe, Lezachadim, Rebushti Kami. Rashi learns in, he said it was scorched by the sun. Lechadom, Atami, Dizika, tomorrow that fell off the tree from the wind. Tanan, Rabbi Yudai, Mekoshim, Kloli, and Mavachan Olof. Rabbi Yudai says, and one of them is Noblis, Lechar. At least it's Lechar. The last one was going on. says Chaimis, Noiblis, and Gevai. Chayor is going on, Rabbi Huda is going on, Rashlin especially is going on all three, so Mustami is going on Noiblis. And it says Einim Evochan Olav, because it's him in Klala. So Bishlam Alamandam, Abushta Karma, Hainu de Karli in Klala. So I understand why it's him in Klala, because it got bad, it got burnt by the sun. These are sunburnt dates. Elam Adam Atami de Zikri, the just dates that fell off the tree. So Maim in Klala, so what's the Klala? The Gemara says Ashaira in the Chanami, it's going on the others. Chayr Lefir Ben Yayin, the lesson is a little bit difficult. Maybe not Shire. There's only three cases. And according to Rabbi Yaina, Gevai is not one of the three. So it's not is really not even close. There's really only two cases. And now we've removed, right? Rabbi Yaina doesn't. Now we're taking another one down. So it doesn't go in Noblis either. So what's left? Chaimitz. So Chaimitz should say, my Klala, Chaimitz. Shire is much more than one. The rest. The lashon is difficult. Any there? Ikedami. The Gemara's question was not on Rabbi Huda. The question is on Chacham who said it's shahakol. Vishlam adam abush the karma hayinu nevorachin lo shahakol. I understand why the bracha is a shahakol, because since it's garua, it goes down to being a shahakol. Rashi says. Here Rashi first explains why it's a shahakol. So Rashi says. Well, Rashi in the next line, but. So Rashi says, "Bayi pias." Bayi pias. Bayi bruchi. Shari loy nishtana lekilkul. We're ahead in Rashi. The reason why these things are shakel chaimitz, and the reason why chaimitz is shakel, and then all the things that went bad are shakel, is because they were nishtana legayasa. They were miskalkel. They became a kilkul. So anyway, the Gemara is asking, so why should it be a shackle? If it's time of Ezekiel, why should it be a shackle? It wasn't miskakel. So Gemara is in the Chanami, Ela b'noi v'lestom k'ami pligi de bush de k'ami ninu, ki pligi b'noi v'lestomar. In the Chanami, in our Mishnah, when it says noi v'lestavada means bush de k'ami, it's a min klala. The machaikas between Rav Zera and Malah was not about noi v'lest, but it's about noi v'lestomar that appears in a different Mishnah. You have two shinies to think about. We have a case, the Mishnah talks about Noblis. And Chacham say that it's Shakal, and Rabbi Yehuda says, or at least the Gemara initially understands, that it's no bracha at all. It doesn't have a bracha at all, but it's a min klala. The Gemara in the first lesson focused the question on Rabbi Yehuda. If Noblis is time of the Zikah, so these are perfectly good tomorrow. The wind blew them off the tree, but they're perfectly good. So why is it a min klala? Why should the bracha be, why shouldn't there be a bracha at all? My answer is going Ashayim. The other lesson, ask the question the other way. I'm the Chachamim. Why should the bracha only be shakel? The bracha ought to be very preitz. If there's nothing wrong with them, the bracha ought to be very preitz. For that, the Gemara says in the Chanami, Noblis, nobody said Noblis is time of the Zika. Noblis in the Mishnah, it's Noblis in the Mishnah, Taka, not time of the Zika. They're bushly coming. So the Chayra, why didn't the second? What did the first lesson do? Like, how did the first lesson do? What does the first lesson do with that problem? But very often when you have two lashonos in the Gemara, you have, let's say, lashon A asks question A and gives answer A. Then you have lashon B and it asks question B and it gives answer B. So why didn't lashon A have question B? Why didn't lashon B have question A? So generally speaking, the format is that lashon A only asked question, didn't ask question B because it thought that answer B is poshut. So it didn't need to be said. It was bothered by question A. Lashon B didn't ask question A because it thought that answer A is poshut, so it only asked question B. That's normally the way it works. Here, we could say that the second lashon that asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, the second lashon that asked the question of the Chachamim, why is it shakel? Why didn't ask the question of Rabbi Yehuda that it's been klolim, who says that it's been klolim is no brach at all? So you could say the second lashon didn't ask the question because the second lashon thought that the answer is poshut, that who says Rabbi Yehuda is going on the case of Noblis, Kiktani Yashaya. But breaks down the other part. Why didn't the first lashon, which only asked Rabbi Yehuda, and answered, well, Rabbi Yehuda's going Ashara, why didn't he ask in the Chachamim? The Chachamim say that that's for sure the Chachamim's Noblis Shakel. You know, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Kol Shum and Klola, maybe he's not going on Noblis. But when the Chachamim said that it's Shakel, they were for sure going on Noblis. Why in the world, so if time of the Zika, should it be a Shakel? So the second lashon answers in the Chanami, the Noblis in the Mishnah doesn't mean time of the Zika. But the first lashon didn't think so. It meant bush the kamer that it would haka be a minklala. So what does the first lashon do with the question of the second lashon? Just a positive problem in Cheshvan. The first lashon thinks that tamri in the Mishnah, that noivus in the Mishnah means, or the first lashon assumes that noivus in the Mishnah is the subject of the debate. Is it tamri de zikr or is it bush the kamer? First lashon is, so according to the first lashon, and why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? And according to the tzad that it's tamri de zikr. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's a mikvah and there's no bracha at all? My answer: Rabbi Yehuda's not going on noivus; he's going on the other ones. But what about the Chum? The Chum do say that it's a shakel. How does the first lesson explain why should Noivus be a shakel? If they're only time of the Ziki, so then why should they be a shakel? Which is this question the second lesson answers, asks. But the answer that the second lesson gives is not available to the first lesson. Because the first lesson doesn't think that Noivus, because the first lesson thinks that Noivus in the Mishnah could mean time of the Ziki. Yeah, many of that, I don't know, I'm just pointing out that there's a difficulty here in Pshat. It's very unusual. That the Gemara, the second Lashon Gemara, asks a question for which the first Lashon Lachara has no answer. Yeah, the Sfarah Kalanship in the Maya, Hashish Nevarim in Elzrodin, Veneshuch and Neshikma, Vegufin, Venispa, Venobly Smara. These are all the Kalanship in the Maya that. They don't have a din of demai. Rashi learns because the so garua that the amayorets don't care about that they don't, the amayorets meiser them. They're not stingy about meisering them. So what do all these things mean? She's an amra avrachan avyechanan min teinim rimin kandi zrodin tulshi leisuch amra avrachan avyechanan tiny chivasa meshikma amra avrachan avyechanan duvli. And what a gufnin, shili gufni, the kfanim from the end of the season. Nisba picha, and noivlis tamara, Rabbi Lover, xer, chadam, shili kabak, bush the kamer, vachadam, atam, the ziko. Bishtum, lamadam, bush the kamer, haina, the tonia, kalam, shiva, the mai. Sveikun, the potter, hobadoin, chayev. So I understand why they're chayev in Tumas and Meisters. We're makel by the mai, but if you know for sure that it wasn't gemeister, then it's taka also. So I understand. Elamadam, atam, the ziko. So about doin chay, why should they be chay even if you for sure they weren't gemaisered? Hefker in inu, it's hefker. And hefker we know is potter from mice from tumas and mices. Chachamayis kinen shoson goyin. Gomer vitzah gomer yechem shemer blazer when yankav alekav ashik vapeh shoson goyin hukful lemaiser. Rashi says it's a din derabanan. And the chazi thinks that it belongs to that it's not hefker. Ikram, you should have a time to seek a high dog, a carly, noble stomach, a vase, and carly tomorrow. A madam bush to come in this the EDVD noble tomorrow, a EDVD noble stomach, Kasha. Yeah, Akaponim, it says in this mission that I'm claiming to make a shackle. So the Rosh has a Kasha. Moses says in Yuma that chaimetz, if you drink chaimetz on Yom Kippur, you're potter because it's not roi lachil. So if it's not roi lachil at all, the chaimetz shouldn't even be a shakel. So the Rosh says two teyutzim. First, as the Rosh says, they're talking about that Amish was talking about where the chaimetz was mazuk. And if it's mazuk with the water, it's diluted with water, so then it is roi lachil, and that's preferred in the Yuma. But even though chaimis is not really lachila and you plot on Yom Kippur, but if the chaimis was mazuk, it was cut, so then it is really lachila and you chayav in Yom Kippur. So Amish are talking about where the chaimis is mazuk. Then the Rosh is another teretz. He says that it's talking about where he put in a lot of chaimis together with something else, but the case is that he was chayshish b'shinov. So since he was Chayshish Bashinov, so therefore, was he? That's the last one of the Rosh. Could it go? Anybody know where the rush is? Now I'm not finding it.
It's like six lines in. I don't know if this is like a different
idea. I think it's different thing. Yeah, it's probably. Okay, I would say it differently about me. So it's in Chesimach of Gimel. Here it is, if I'm here. It's towards the beginning of Simon Chav Gimel. Im Taimar, Heichim B'vorchan al Chaimetz, how can you make a bruch on Chaimetz? Aminim B'perek Basu D'yuma, Hashayis Chaimetz B'yama Kippur and Potter. That if you drink Chaimetz in Kippur and Potter, less ilka seker abhi d'omar Chaimetz Meshiv is Hadass. So if you put in Yom Kippur, there's no bracha. Le'el gavi pilpili aveshta, mashvina bracha, Yom Kippur. We had them earlier, the Gemara says that on pepper, there's no bracha, because on Yom Kippur, you put there from eating pepper, because not really lachila. So the same thing should be true by chaymet, so why should there be any bracha at all? Yishleimar, the mayri b'mozuk tzas, k'demasik hosom do'oz meshiv esadas. You put in a little bit of water, so mimela, then it is meshiv esadas. That's what perishing the world gavi Yom Kippur. Alternatively, maybe he's talking about that he has a toothache. But also in Chaimetz Harbei L'Teich Marak, he took put a lot of vinegar into some soup, so the soup makes it palatable. V'sheisei l'rafua, and he's drinking l'rafua. The Chaimetz Iker, even though the Chaimetz is not so palatable, but the Chaimetz is the Iker because he wants it to cure his toothache. But he does have a no because of the marak. So he says the case is, he compares it to the case that we have by Andigwin. By Andigwin, we had also that if it was Nosmul Soyche Harbi, he put a lot of Shem and Zayas and he was Chayshish Begroinoi, so then the Bruch is very Pi'ates. So likewise over here, he put a lot of Chaymits into the marak and he was Chayshish Beshinov. So it's analogous to the case by Andigwin, and that's the case where you would make a Bruch on the Chaymits. But the bruch of chaimetz is shakal niyavidvay. I guess the marak by itself would not be shakal niyavidvay. The marak by itself would maybe be very piyadam or something, be some other bracha. But since here the ikir is the chaimetz, because you're chayshish b'shinov, so you get the bracha of the chaimetz. And the bracha of chaimetz is shakal niyavidvay. So this Ariyam Shat, a little bit, it's again more to the sugi of Anigwein, but this Ariyam Shat. The Gemara said by Anigwein, but those who remember. Gemara said by Anigwein, Gemara asked, how can you be a kabrocha? The Gemara said, Shem Zayis is very praised. Gemara said, how can you make a kabrocha? It's azuki mazaklin. It's not palatable, it's not edible, Shem Zayis by itself. And if you mix it up with Anigwein, then Anigwein is the ikka. So then you should make the bracha of the Anigwein, not the bracha of the Shem Zayis. So Gemara says, the noise that he was, Ochet Mayas Kinon, that he was nice, that he put in a lot of Shemin. Like it brings a price like Abi Shabbos that if you put in a price of Abi Shabbos that if you chayshish begroina on Shabbos so you shouldn't gargle with Shem and Zayas. So we had it there at Machlekes Yishayin. We had on the same the Gemara. Some Yishayin learn that the ikker is that he put in shemen harbe. The chayshish begroinoi is not really important. The chayshish begroinoi is just typically when would a person put shemen harbe when he's chayshish begroinoi. But the chayshish begroinoi per se is lemaila v'lemayr. The Torah brings two opinions. It brings one opinion, I forget already who, me or me, I forget who was the other Rishon. One Rishon says, it doesn't really matter, he's Yechash B'Goyne, not Chashish B'Goyne. The Iker is that it was Shem and Harbe. The Gemara just talks about Chashish B'Goyne, because that's the case that you put in Shem and Harbe. The Iker is that it was Shem and Harbe, and therefore the Shem and Zayis was the Iker. And the Anigrin made it palatable, made it that you could eat it, but the Iker is the Hanov of the Shem and Zayis. But Rashi learns that the case is, no, he was Dafka, that he was Chashish B'Goyne. It's the Chashish B'Goyne that makes the Shem and Zayis into the Iker. So within Rashi, there's a machlekes ha-poskim. How do you understand Rashi? The Bach understands Rashi that you need both things. You need Chayshish B'Groinoi, it's Siruf, that it was Shemen Harbe. You have the synergy. It's a lot of Shemen, maybe mostly Shemen, plus it's Chayshish B'Groinoi, so together the Shemen becomes the Iker. But the Goyin understands Rashi. I think we were Medayik this way in Rashi, also we were Medayik this way in Rashi at the time, that according to Rashi, it's only totally in Chayshish B'Groinoi. Shem and Harbe is just. It's only telling Chayshish B'Groinai. Why didn't I say Shem and Harbe? It's actually in the. I'm the. Beginning of the pair. So the other Rishon, I forget who the other Rishon was, maybe the parents. What?
In the Rambam?
Well, you know, I might as well remember. The other Rishon had learned that it's totally only in Chayshish B'Goyne. The Shem and Harbe is just a side issue. And Rashi learns, Tzorech losses by Shem and Harbe, the Havale Shem and Iker v'Nigun Tovel. Rashi says it's the fact that it's Shem and Harbe that makes it the Iker. So the Bach understands in Rashi that it's together, the Shem and Harbe together with the fact that it's Chayshish B'Goyne. But the Goyin learns that it's only totally in Shem and Harbi. The Chayshish B'Goyne is just a case where typically you would put in Shem and Harbi. But gets it, the way the Goyin learns, that's the passage in the Torah also, it's binary. Either it's only totally in Chayshish B'Goyne or it's only totally in Shem and Harbi. But there's no synergy between the two. So the Rosh here, the Chayshish, sounds like you need both. He says the case is that he put in Chaymetz Harbi and he was Chayshish B'Shino. Shmash ben the Rosh, that you need both things. You need the Chaymetz Harbe plus Chayshish B'Shino. So the Fila Bach, okay, it's Taka such a Shita. But the Fila Goyin, there's no such, at least by Yanigoyin, we didn't have such a Shita. The Goyin learned that it's either or. Either it's totally in Shem and Harbe, or it's totally in Chayshish B'Goyin. How do we think of more on Lamed Vav? Hocha ma'ezkin of a chayshish b'groinai. The sanya ha chayshish b'groinai le'yayinu b'shem entchila av a meis in shem and harbi l'teich haniganu b'leia. So one way to learn is, the ikir is that it was chayshish b'groinai. The other way to learn is, no, chayshish b'groinai is just a way to have shem and harbi. Here in the Rosh, it sounds like you need the tziruf. You need chaymetz harbi plus chayshish b'shino. So maybe it's a big tziruf to the Bach. At least there's a shita that you need the tziruf for both. But I thought it's not a riot at all. Because the emes is, what does the Rosh need this for? The first teretz that the Rosh gave is a very good teretz. It says beferish nimor yuma. That if it's muzzled, you must have beferish nimor. That if it's muzzled, yichayev and yipkip. So, why do you have to look any further for more teretz? Beferish gemara, that if it was muzzled, muzzled means you put in a lot of, if it's muzzled. So the brach is, so then it's roi lachila. So if it's roi lachila, so... So that's the case over here. Why do Rosh have to say another teretz? Well, let me put the question differently. If it's mixed with Morok, what's the second teretz over here? That he put it in Chaymetz Harbi together with Morok. So what does he have here? He has Chaymetz and Morok. But since he's Chayshish B'Shinov, so he makes a bracha. But if it's Chaymetz and Morok, it's anyway Mozuk. And if it's mozuk, we already gave it there. That mozuk is mozuk, you make a bracha and a chaymetz. And that's his beferish thing about Yuma. So this first teretz, the chaymetz, is irrelevant because every case where you have chaymetz with mara, it's going to be mozuk. And if it's mozuk, then you have to make a bracha on the chaymetz without chayshish b'shino. So then, pshat is poshut. Because the lashon l'rosh is mozuk sas.
Hold on a second.
Let me ask the question this way. What do you have to have Chayshish Bishina for? If the Chaymus is mixed with Marak, so the Chaymus is Mozuk. Not with water, here it's with Marak, but the mice of the Chaymus became edible, because Chaymus Mozuk is edible. That's the Perish Nimayim. So here I have edible Chaymus, together with Marak. And what's the majority ingredient? Chayr the Chaymus. It's Chaymus Harbe. So, what do I have to come out to Chayshish Bishina? I have chaymetz that's been rendered edible by being mazel. So now the chaymetz itself has its own bracha. It's different than Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis by itself is never roi lechila. You have to come onto the anigrain. Over here, we know that that chaymetz itself, as long as you mix it with water, you dilute it a little bit so it's not full strength. If you dilute the chaymetz becomes edible. So that's the case over here. You mix the chaymetz, the second teretz of the Rosh is you mix the chaymetz with marak. Well, if you mixed the chaymetz with marak, then the chaymetz itself is edible. Not only edible, but enjoyable. Because then you can't bring a chayef for eating chaymetz that's mixed a little bit with water. So here the chaymetz is mixed with marak. What's the difference? The chaymetz now is mazuk. And if the chaymetz is mazuk, then the chaymetz is edible and it has its own bracha of shakal. Of course, the marak maybe has a different bracha, but chaymetz harbi sounds like it's most of chaymetz. So the chaymetz is the ikar. The marak is the tafel. And therefore the bracha should be the bracha of the chaymetz without any further ado. So, like, what does he need this new svar of Chayshish Bashinov, like Anigroin? Every case of Chaymetz Harbe together with Marok, forget the Dimyan to Anigroin and the Chayshish Bashinov. Every Chaymetz that's mixed with Marok is Chaymetz Mozuk. And if it's Mozuk, then the Chaymetz is Shakel. It has a bracha. And the Chaymetz the Iker, because Chaymetz Harbe sounds like it's the Iker. So now in the Lashon, the Rosh not so clear to you, but L'chara, what you have to say is that the case of Mozug is that there was more water than the case of Marak. The Chaymetz Mozug is with more water. So then it's Mozug and the Chaymetz itself becomes edible. Here the case is it's not so Mozug that the Chaymetz by itself is edible. So it doesn't have the heter of Mozug. What it has is the heter of Anigroin. It has the din of Anigroin. That even though Chaymetz is not edible, and it's only the marak that's edible, but since the mixture is edible, and the chaymus is the ikr, because you're chayshish b'shinov, so you make the brach on the chaymus. Like Rashi Shita by Anigrin, that as long as you have a sore throat, so even though the shemen by itself is not really edible, the edible part is the Anigrin. But since you have a sore throat, the shemen becomes the ikr. And since the whole thing is edible, like the anigrain, so even though the shemen zayis per se is not anigrain, it's not edible, but the whole thing is edible, al yedei the anigrain. So you make the bracha on the shemen zayis. Even though the Torah is, how could that be the shemen zayis? How can the shemen zayis be the ikker if it's not edible? But it's already in the Bryce Rashi holds that since the shemen zayis, it may not be edible, but the whole thing is edible. The anigrain makes the whole concoction edible, and the shemen zayis is the ikker. So derech's over here. The chaymus is not edible. It's not mozug enough to be edible. The chaymetz is inedible. But since the chaymetz cures the toothache, and the marak makes it edible, so he makes the bracha on the chaymetz. But it's not the case of mozug. The case of mozug, the chaymetz is edible. Here the case is the chaymetz is still inedible. It's not so much mozug that the chaymetz became edible. The chaymetz is only medicinal. But the marak makes the whole mixture edible, and the chaymetz is the ikr because that's the medicinal part. And mimeil, you make the bracha on the chaymetz, and that's the chiddush that we have by that he sees in the case of Anigra. I think it's bothering me. I think I said Mr. Pshat. So what's the lashon? It's bothering me with the lashon of Chaymetz Harbe. Before he said it was Mozuk Tzas. Now he says Chaim is harbe. It sounds, you read the Rosh, it sounds like Mozuk Sas is only a little bit cut with water. It's much more Chaimitz. Here it's Chaim is harbe. It's much more Chaimitz. Try another round. Mozuk Sas sounds like there's only a little bit of water. What is Mozuk Sas? Mozuk Sas, the Sas is going on. The Sas is diminishing the amount of vinegar or the amount of oil. It's Mozuk Sas. Amount of water. It's not so much water. It's only a little bit cupped, only a little bit diluted. So it's really a very strong mixture of chaimis, but the little bit of water makes it edible. So now he says, what's this next case? Nosan chaimis harbe. I think chaimis harbe must mean there's even more chaimis than there would be in the case of mozuk. Even though mozuk is mozuk sas, but here there was so much chaimis that it's not even mozuk sas. It's stronger, it's a stronger level, it's a stronger amount of acidity than even mozuk sas. Mozuk sas, and the lashon sas bothers me a little bit, but mozuk sas, let's say it's when it's mozuk sas, that means, let's say it's 80% vinegar, that's called mozuk sas, and that's edible. Here he says, no, maybe the case is that it wasn't mozuk sas. It was chaimetz harbe, it was 90% vinegar. So now the vinegar is not edible, because 90% vinegar, you don't have the din of mozuk. But the reason why it still has the bracha is because you're chayshish b'shinov. So the chayshish b'shinov makes it that you shakel, even though it's takanat edible, even though it's a 90%, it's a 90% chaymis mixture. It's too much chaymis to be edible, to have the heter of, to have the edible, the edibility of mozuk. But since it's medicinal, so therefore you make a bracha, and either no hanah, no, there is hanah because it's a little bit of marak. The 10% of marak makes it edible. That's what he means by chaimetz harbe. Chaimetz harbe means so much chaimetz that it's not mozuk. That it's too much chaimetz to be called mozuk. It has to be the pshat. And if that's the case, when the Rosh says chaimetz harbe, he doesn't mean that you need chaimetz harbe for the din of anigrein. If you had less chaimetz, it would be even more, it would still be an anigrein. It would still have the din of anigrein. In other words, like the guy understands in Rashi Shit. All we care about is your chayshish begrein. All we care about is your chayshish b'shinov. If your chayshish b'shinov, then you would make a bracha on the chaimetz, even if it would be only a little bit of chaimetz. The reason why the Rosh stresses that it's shem and harbe, that it's chaimetz harbe, it's not because you need the chaimetz harbe to make the bracha on the chaimetz. You would make the bracha on the chaimetz just on account of being chayshish b'shinov. But if it was only a little bit of chaimetz, you wouldn't need the chayshish b'shinov, because then it would be mozuk. So he says the shem and harbe is like the chaimetz harbe here means even if it was chaimetz harbe. It's not a precondition. For the din of anigrin, you don't need a harbe. Even a little bit of shem is ice. As long as your chayshish begroini would have the din of anigrin. Like Rashi Shita by anigrin. The reason why the Rosh prefaces that you put chaimetz harbe is because he's explaining, I already gave you teretz and mozuk. And that's about emes and teretz. If it's mozuk, let's say 80% chaimetz, mozuk, then you make a bracha on the chaimetz. Now it's edible. But he said, I can tell you different teretz. Maybe even if it wasn't mozuk, it was 90% chaimetz. It was chaimetz harbe. But if you chayshish b'shinov, then it'll be, then you make the bracha on the chaimetz anyway.
It's also the shetasa with either Rashi Lenta Pesuk of Hashem and Adonai Negro, because when he quotes the Rashi with the riff, so Amar B'dam Hashem B'chen Amar Ditzchak Amar B'yochanan Hashem and Zayis Mekarchan all the four Pei Eitz, but Dafke Hecha the Choshes B'Grono V'Shasha the Adonai Negro and the Havel Hashem and Eker.
He tackled holds that it's that like Rashi that it's only told that it's totally Eker and Choshes B'Grono, and the Goyim understands that sheet. The Bach understood that sheet. That maybe you need Betzir for both, but the Goyim understands that sheet. That it's only telling Choshes B'Grono. And it's not a steer from this Rosh. The chaimetz harbi over here is not that that's a precondition of the din of anigrein. If it would be less chaimetz, it would still be a bracha on the chaimetz. It would still have the din of anigrein. But I wouldn't need to come on to anigrein. I wouldn't need to come on to chayshish b'shinov, because then it would be a mozuk. Okay, anyway, let's go on. Let's do the sugya that the Olam prepared now. The sugya that I didn't prepare so much. So the Gemara says, now Mamash come to the heart of Ketz and Mavach. Amarullah. The Mishnah said, Hoyle fun of Minim Harbi, my chaykh Abhina Khachaman. When you have Minim Harbi, which one do you make the bracha on? Do you make the bracha on the Minshiva quite like Rabbi Yehuda? Or do you make the bracha on the Chaviv like Khama say? Amarullah Machlaikis Bishabhisayim Shabbos. The Machlaikis is where all the Minim have the same bracha. So therefore the issue is not which bracha to make first. The issue is on which fruit to make the bracha. I'm only making one bracha. But I could make it on the tznoin, let's say the case in where I'd later. That's the case we're going to be working with. Tznoin and zayis. So the tznoin is chaviv, let's say the case in the Gemara, just has to have a case to talk about. So we'll take the Gemara's case. You have a tznayim and a zayis. That's not b'chaseim Shabbos. I need b'chaseim Shabbos. So I have, let's say, an apple and I have an apple and a zayis. So they're both bari peis. So the shah is not which bracha I make first. I'm only making a bari peis. The shah is what should I make the bracha? Which priyei should I make the bracha on? I can make it on the apple. Maybe I like apples better. Or I can make, that's what the Chum would say. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you make it on the zayis because the zayis is min shuv. So the Sefer Ula, that's the machlekes they were talking about when it's b'chaseim Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says min shuv is odif. Rabban is avi min chav odif. Rabbi Yehuda says that min shuv is here's you see beferish the eisim that al eisim shiyitza means chav odif. The definite when the Chacham said eisim shiyitza, they didn't mean there are no rules. They said there's a rule. The rule is that chav odif. Aval b'shem b'chaseim Shabbos. But if there's two different brachas, let's say tznayin and zayis, one's a bari pi adam and one's a bari pi eitz. So he makes a bracha on one, and then he makes the bracha on the other one. So the obvious question, of course, is, okay, but which one first? Like, that's what we need to know. Okay, he makes a bracha on both, very nice, but which bracha does he make first? The chaviv, the minshiva. Like, why didn't Ula tell me that? So here we have several shittas in Rishon, which are going to be busy. Shittas at Taisus. And Nachos Dovid speaks out very well. He's very masbe, very beautifully. There's three shittas. Shittas HaTaisus is that he makes the bracha on the chaviv. The bracha zeh v'chayzim bracha zeh means he makes the bracha on the chaviv and then on the minshiv. It was poshut Taisus for some reason that even by em b'chaseim shavos there is some kind of din k'dima. One comes before the other. So if it's not the machlekes of Yudin Chachamim, it must be. If Rabbi Yehuda and Chama aren't arguing about this case, it must be that in this case, they both agree. One must concede to the other. Well, who's conceding to whom? Is it Rabbi Yehuda conceding to the Chachamim? Is it Chacham conceding to Rabbi Yehuda? So Taisus learns, since Ula didn't say, Stama Rabbi Yehuda is conceding to the Chachamim. So Kilu Ula is saying, Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the Chachamim by B'chaseim Shavos. But he thinks by B'chaseim Shavos, min Shiva trumps Chavav. But by Ein B'chaseim Shavos, Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the Chachamim that Mevarach al Zeh, he makes the bracha on the one that the Chachamim think comes first, and then he makes the bracha on the Minshiva. He makes the bracha on the Chaviv and then on the Minshiva. So that's what Taisus learns. Mevarach al Zeh v'chayzim Mevarach al Zeh. Taisus is learning, even according to Ula, Avada there are Dinei Kedima. But the Dinei Kedima, so what's Ula saying? Ula saying that although there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about b'chaseim Shavos, where to put the bracha. By him b'chaseim Shavos, they all agree which one comes first. So you make the bracha al zeh on the one that comes first that they all agree to, and then you make the bracha on the other one. So all agree. Mr. Amin means Rabbi Yehuda is conceding to the Chachamim. That's shita of Taisus. Shita Sarosh. And by the way, Taisus assumes that Rashi agrees to him. Taisus assumes that Rashi also learns like him. Sheet of the Rosh is that Mevarach al Zeh v'chayzim Mevarach al Zeh means you could al esim em shiyitz. There's no kapeda. We don't care. You could do the Adama first, the Ace first. Ula is saying there's a machlekes, maybe chesem shavos, where to put the bracha. Ayem chesem shavos. You make the bracha on whichever one you want, and then you make the bracha on the other one. You also see in Ula, it's the Rosh, the Nachos Dovid speaks out. Avada, you also see in Ula, both according to Taisus and the Rosh, Avada, it also says in Ula, you see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, that Agav Urcha, you also see from Ula, that you have to make both brachas. We don't say that the Hadoma patas the Hates. And that's the Gemara by Stein of Zayis. That the Hadoma doesn't pat the Hates. Because Ula didn't say, you make the bracha on the Doma and it patas the Hates. You make two brachas. So that's certainly true. I do see in Ula that you make, theoretically, there's another possibility. That maybe by Ein B'chaseim Shavos, you make the bracha on the Hadamah and you pat the Eitz. like we know from the Mishnah before that on a pre eitz you can make a bari pri adama. That certainly says in Ula that's not true. You don't just make a bari pri adama and pop to the eitz. You make both brachas. You make the adama and you make the adama on the tznoyim and you make the eitz on the zayis. You don't just make the adama on the tznoyim and immediately you pop to the zayis. That for sure it says in Ula that's not true, and that might be part of the discussion in the hemshach. You know, from the brayso, the brayso seems to imply that is the din. And it talks about that. But that certainly says in Ula, that's not the din. You make a adam and you make an eitz. But which one do you make first? So Taisus learns you make the bracha on the one that you like best. That's the tznoyim. You make the bracha on the... It's really foreshoot just now, I think about it. So Taisus learns you make the bracha on the chaviv. So if the tznoyim, let's say that's the case of Ein Bichus, Ein Shavas, the tznoyim is zayis, and the tznoyim is chaviv. So Taisus learns the pshat in Ula is that you make the bracha on the tznoyim. And then you make the bracha on the zayis. The shita of Taisvis is that you make the bracha. I'm sorry, that's shita of Taisvis. You make the bracha on the chavim. The shita of the Rosh is that Ula is saying you could do whatever you want. Mavarach hazeh v'chayzer mavarach hazeh. You want to make the bracha on the snoin and then the bracha on the zayis. You could do that way. You want to make the bracha on the zayis, then you make the bracha on the snoin. Mavarach hazeh, by not specifying which one to make the bracha on, Ula is saying you have a choice, multiple choice. You can make the bracha on the snoin. You still have to make the bracha on the zayis. You make the bracha on the zayis. You still have to make the bracha on the tznoyim. And that's what Ula is saying. Mavarach hazeh v'chayzeh mavarach hazeh. Take your choice, make a bracha on one, and then you make the bracha on the other, whichever one you want. There's a third shita, which is the Bahag. The Bahag says, we don't know if he's going in Ula, but the Bahag says, the Hadamah comes before the Ha'etz. I'm sorry, the Ha'etz comes before the Hadamah. Because the bracha mevureres becomes before a bracha klalus. The bari peis is more bracha mevureres. Bari peis is more bracha mevureres. Bari pri adama is a more general bracha. We know from the Gemara of Lamentes that a bari pri adama comes before shahakal by the two talmidim of bar kapara. So we know that there's a general rule that a more specific bracha comes before a more general bracha. So therefore, says the Bahag, you make the bracha on the zayis first, which is the bari pri eitz, and then you make, which is more specific, and then you make the bracha on the snoin, which is more general. Taisus and the Rosh both ask on the Bahag that it's not mashman the lashon of Ula that way. Lashon of Ula, because if that's what Ula meant, that's what Ula should have said. If Ula is saying that by Ein Bichus Eim Shavis, you make the bracha on the zayis and then on the snoim, so what are you telling me? You're telling me now a new rule. In other words, Taisus and the Rosh both say, it says, Bishlam according to Taisus, Ula is not making up a new rule that we never heard of. He's saying, the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is by Ein Bichus Eim Shavis. By Ein Bichus Eim Shavis, everybody agrees with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda only... In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is only a dissident by Bichayseim Shavos. He only dissents by Bichayseim Shavos. By Ein Bichayseim Shavos, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dissent. So that's what it means. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh. Ula's lashon is very stam. How are we supposed to know what he means? That's what he means. He means that the yochid is only that the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the yochid over here, was only chaylik and the Rambam by Bichayseim Shavos. But by Ein Bichayseim Shavos, he agrees to the chachamim. He concedes to the chachamim. He doesn't differ against the chachamim. So mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh. That's the lashon. That's why he uses this stam loshen of mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh. The Rosh says even more glad. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh means you could do whatever you want. That's what the meaning. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh means there's no rules. You could do whichever one you're in the mood to. You make that bracha first, and you make the other bracha. But according to the Hag, there's a new rule that you don't have by Bichus Eim Shavos. By Bichus Eim Shavos, no bracha mevureres. So then you have machlekes min chaviv min shiva. By Ein Bichus Eim Shavos, there's a brand new rule that kicks in, that now kicks in, that you make the bracha protus before the bracha calls. Then Ula should say that. He should have said that by Ein Bichus Eim Shavos, mevarach ala bracha protus, and then the mevarach, you make the bari peis, and then the bari pei adama. Ula didn't say any such words. So that's the hasaga that Taisus and the Rosh both have against the Bahag. Taisus, the Rosh therefore is chalik in the Bahag entirely. Taisus is a strange lashon. He says the Bahag must go like the other lashon in the Gemara. We'll see when we get to Taisus. That's very strange. What does he gain in the other lashon in the Gemara? The other lashon in the Gemara is that the machlekes is by Ein Bichus Eim Shavos too. So it's still not like the Bahag. Then it's machlekes minu chachamim in shivur chavim. It's not the Bahag anyway. It's a very strange line of Taisus. What about Rashi? So let's admit this again, just to be kitzer. We have Ula says the whole machlekes. We start with the Mishnah. We have machlekes in the Mishnah. Where do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha on chaviv adif or min shivad? Chacham says chaviv adif. Rabbi says min shivad. Says Ula, that's only by Bichus Eim Shavos. There's one bracha, and what should you make the one bracha? By Ein B'Chesayim Shavos, well, this is this cryptic lashon, Mevarach Hazeh V'Chayzeh Mevarach Hazeh. Hi, what is Mevarach Hazeh V'Chayzeh Mevarach Hazeh? Okay, he's clearly telling me you make two brachas. But which bracha do you make first? So Taisa says it means you make the bracha on the Chavah first. Because we're supposed to understand that Mevarach Hazeh V'Chayzeh Mevarach, that Machlekes, when Ula said that the Machlekes is only by B'Chesayim Shavos, but by Ein B'Chesayim Shem of Shavos, there's no Machlekes. What Ula is saying is that by Ein B'Chesayim Shavos, Rabbi Huda is made to the Chacham. That's Taisa's pshat. The Rosh learns that Ula is saying that by Ein B'Chesayim Shavos, there's no dinim, there's no dinikim. Could do whatever you want, could do this one, that. There's no, Ula doesn't have a concept of klima. He has a concept of where to put the bracha. So that's Mevarach Hazeh V'Chayzeh Mevarach. So that's by B'Chesayim Shavos. By Ein B'Chesayim Shavos, you're making both brachas anyway. So if you're making both brachas anyway, so there's no rules. Because Ula doesn't have a concept that there are dinei, k'tima, b'chav. That's how the Rosh learns. And then we have the Bahag. It's very hard to know how it fits into the Lashon of Ula. And the Bahag learns that by Ein B'Chesayim Shavos, you make the bracha on the Zayis and then on the Tznayim. Because you make the bracha mivuveres and then the bracha she'ena mivuveres. And somehow we're supposed to, and that's the difficulty that Taisha and the Rosh both level against the Bahag, is that how does it fit in the language of Ula? Mevarach Hazeh, V'chayzeh, Mevarach Hazeh. The main thing that Ula is missing. Yeah, Ula tells me make two brachas. Very nice, you make two brachas. But Ula should also tell me that you make two brachas, and which one comes first? The Bari Piyad Eis comes before the Bari Piyad Dam. Why didn't he spell it out? What about Rashi? So let's see Rashi inside. So look, Rashi. B'chesayim Shavos, second, third line. Kigain Zaysim, Utapuchim, Utravai, Bari Piyais, Voldifter Shdeim, Baruch Achas. So then, Chacham say Chavavodif. Eze Shiyutsu de Masnissen means Esach Chavavodav Mashma. And Rabbi Yudah says, Min Shiv is Odif. Haval Be'em B'chesayim Shavos, Zokrashi, Divri Akoil, Ein Baruch Achas, Petrosan. You can't just make one Baruch on both. But Shuv Ein Kan Machlaikis, Min Melil is no Machlaikis. We have a gav this nan. Rashi has a kasha. Have a gav this nan. Bir chaperes ilim bayir pi adomi yotzo. Even though the Mishnah says that if you make a, what do you mean? One bracha doesn't pass the both. Didn't the Mishnah say that if you made a bayir pi adomi and peres ilim you'd say? Hani mili b'chad mina b'tol bracha lay bayir pi adomi. That's where you made a mistake and made a bayir pi adomi and an apple. Avot tznoin v'zayis bir chal tznoin. Made a bracha, it's not a mistake. You made on the radish the bracha bari pi adoma. So then, if there's ice, that doesn't pat to the zayis. So therefore, the fact that you made a bari pi adoma on the tznoin doesn't pat to the zayis, even if you made the tznoin first, l'chayr, and therefore you still have to make the bracha on the zayis. Then Rashi adds pshita lo gasino ad meisay. There seem to have been a girsa in the Gemara where the Gemara asked an ula that is pshita. So Rashi says it can't be such a girsa. I know what the Gemara answers in that girsa. But apparently the Gemara had a girsa, there was a girsa in the Gemara, that the Gemara asked an ula, isn't that pashut? So Rashi says, that's not a good girsa. Chodesh ain't so shita say Gemara, that may kar kash lib shita, do yitzich le memra, vahod a kosh hechim motzu le memra. The Gemara's going to ask a kash on ula. How can you tell me that ula is pashut, and then turn around and say that ula is wrong? If he's wrong, it's not pashut, and if he's pashut, it's not wrong. So it can't be such a girsa. Vahod, do loy pshita, what do you mean? Ula is a chiddush. Ilav dashmina ula. If not for ula, I would have said snoim peiteres hazayis. That the boyer piadoma takapatas the zayis does not vircha peresilim boyer piadoma yotze. So there's a chiddush in ula that the boyer piadoma the snoim doesn't pat to the zayis, and it's not like the case of making the boyer piadoma in an apple. The nechas David is medayik in these rashes. First of all, he's medayik in Rashi. That it seems clear in Rashi that Ula is not saying that there's some rule which one comes first when Ein B'Chesayim Shavos. Like Tosis, you make the bracha on the chavah first. First, Rashi doesn't say that. It's not a word in that. In Rashi, that's right away. There's not a word in Rashi about which bracha comes first. So that already sounds. It sounds right away in Rashi, more like the Rosh. That ain't kam achleikus. Rashi just says by ain't b'chesayim Shabbos, you have to make both brachas and mele ain't kam achleikus. The stimus Rashi is mashma very not like for sure not like places. Rashi is saying make the bracha on the chava first. It's mashma more like the Rosh that you could do either one. But Menachos David said, Menachos David and Dayak and Rashi, that it's mashma even more than the Rosh. In the Rosh, even though the Rosh holds that ulist, that you can do either one, you can make the brach on the snoin and then the zayis, or the zayis and then the snoin. But it's before in the Rosh that that's part of ulus chiddush. Ulus chiddush is that you can do either one first. There's no dinei k'dima, and that's what ulus telling. Ulus telling me a chiddush. There are no dinei k'dima. You don't have to be makdim the chaviv. You don't have to be makdim the min shiva, because since it's eimich eim shavas, all the dinei k'dima go out the window, and that's a chiddush that ulus telling me. Says Nachas David in Rashi's Mahur that Rashi was learning up in Ula, that that's not even a chiddush, and that's not, Ula didn't even have that, Ula never dawned on Ula even to tell me that, because that's not a chiddush that Ula would even have needed to say. That goes without saying. Ula tells me that you need to make both brachas. But once you need to make both brachas, Ula's not telling me, and therefore you can make, and therefore don't think you have to be marked in one and then the other. No, it's never dawned on Ula that should be such an issue. That's not even what Ula's saying. Ula's just saying you have to make both brachas. How do I know that in Rashi? So first of all, just because Rashi says, Memele en kamachlekes, and he doesn't spell out, and therefore you can make the bracha whichever one you want, and that's part of what Ula's saying, the way the Rosh makes it, that's part of what Ula's saying. But more than that, the Gemara asks an Ula Pshito. So Rashi says, can't say an Ula Pshito. Pshito, not Pshito. It's a big Chiddush in Ula. So, if this was the Rosh talking, if this was the Rosh, if Rashi was the Rosh, I would say, what's the Chiddush of Ula? Why is it not Pshito Ula? Why is it a Chiddush? Because it's a Chiddush that you can do whatever you want. It's a Chiddush. They don't have to mak in the Chavav. It's a Chiddush. They don't have to mak to the Bin Shiva. So Ula is telling me a Chiddush. That only that the Dinei Ketima are only by Bechaseim Shavas. By Ein Bechaseim Shavas, there are no Dinei Ketima. And therefore, you can't be Garish Pita, because it's not Pshita. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi rejects the Gersa of Pshita, but Rashi says, you can't be Garish in Ula Pshita. Avada Ula is telling me a Chiddush. But what's the Chiddush that Ula is telling me, says Rashi? He's telling me a Chiddush that you need to make both brachas, and that Dumba doesn't pop to the Zayas. And Rashi, that's the whole Chiddush of Ula. The Chiddush of Ula is that without Ula, I would have thought that Adama patas the Zayas. Comes along Ula and says, no, Mevorach Hazeh, Vachayzim, Mevorach Hazeh, that Adama doesn't patas the Zayas. Like Rashi explained, because the Adama only patas the Zayas when you make the Adama on the apple itself. But when you make the apple on the stone, it doesn't patas the Zayas. And that's the whole Chiddush of Ula. But that's a Chiddush, and that's not Pshita. That was Ula's Chiddush. Chesavit is Maisif. Rashi said, going back to the Rashi of Shavas. So Rashi said, what about the Mishnah about Biracha Peres Ilon? So Rashi explains, no, that's by Chadmir and so on and so forth. So Pashtus, you read the Rashi, the Ve'afel Gav Disnan that Rashi is asking, that's Rashi's asking a kasha. Ula says you make two brachas, comes along Rashi and he says, "Where? One second. I have a question. What about the Mishnah about Mevarach Hazeh? That beer that you can make Adoma and an apple and you can patter it. Where did that Mishnah go?" So he says, "A chiluk." But this is all like Rashi is coming, and then Rashi is asking, "Vim Taimer, what's Pshatun Ula?" Says the Senachas David. No, he thinks that's the wrong way to read Rashi. It's the wrong trope. It's the wrong intonation how to read Rashi. When Rashi says, "Ve'afel Kadosnan," we don't pause for breath. Kilo Anna, and we finished Pshat in the Gemara, and now Rashi is asking Akasha. No, he's explaining Ula. This is all Ula talking. Ula said, what Ula's, the whole member of Ula is, Ein Bracha Achas Petrosan, one Bracha doesn't cover both. Vashuv Ein Kan Machlaikas, and Mela, there's no Machlaikas, because when you're making one Bracha, so then there's a Machlaikas which one to do. But here you have to make two Brachas. So if you have to make two Brachas, so Mela Ein Kan Machlaikas, V'yafal Gav, this not, it's all Ula talking. And this is Ula's Chiddush. Ula's Chiddush is, That's not dinei k'dima. That's not a chiddush. Never dawned on Ula that should be dinei k'dima. Ula's chiddush is that even though there's a mishnah that a bari pi adama patas a priya eitz, that's only if you made the bracha directly on the priya eitz. But if you make the bracha on one, it doesn't pat to the other. And that's what Ula's saying. The va'afel gav disnan is not Rashi talking. It's Ula talking. That's Ula, Rashi learning that's good for the chiddush of Ula, and the only chiddush of Ula, that the bracha of the bari pi adama doesn't pat to the zayis. We mainly have to make both brachas, and once you have to make both brachas, so there are no dinikdim. Eli Rashi says that's not pshita. Apparently, because you see, Ula didn't think that it's pshita. Ula, it's against the Mishnah, and Ula's telling me I forgot this name. So that's the chiddush of Ula. It's not pshita, so it can't be garish pshita. So it's very geschmack. He himself, you see, the Nachas David, he gets excited about. I mean, he's understated, but he gets excited about. Nachas David was the Gadol, was considered from the Gadol Eder. The Nachas, who's the Talmud of Chaim Volozhin, he says that it's not like the Rosh. Like he stresses, it's not like the Rosh, even though it sounds like the Rosh. You can do whatever you want. According to Rashi, you can do whatever you want. Ula saying by Eimer Chesem Shavus, you can do whatever you want. And according to the Rosh, Ula saying you can do whatever you want. He says Nachas David, no, it's not like the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that Ula is telling me you could do whatever you want. That's Ula's memo. You could do whatever you want. Like Ula's telling me, you don't have to worry about the Chavav, you don't have to worry about the Minshiva, you could do whatever you want. There are no Dinik Tima. Ula's telling me that. According to Rashi, that's not what Ula's telling me. Ula's telling me that the Hadamah doesn't pat to the Zayis. And Meli, you have to make both brachas. And Meli, you have to make both brachas. So it was, Ula didn't even bother to tell me you could do whatever you want, because if you have to make both brachas, it never dawned on Ula there should be any. Because Dinek Timo, we haven't been invented yet. We don't know there's such a thing as Dinek Timo. We know about Birchasem Shavas, that you have to make there's a din, when you're making a bracha on one thing, you make it on the Chaviv, or maybe you make it on the Minshiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that there is Dinek Timo. Whoever heard of that Dinek Timo? And Shem is very geschmack in the Gemara later on, because the Gemara later on has another lashon, Na'akula, that the Machlek is even by Birchasem Shavas. The Gemara says, L'madam, Birchasem Shavas, pligi v'may pligi. What's the Machlek is about? Where it answers, Lachtim, and brings some drosha, that is. It was Stakam win the Gemara. The Gemara, up to that point later, when we get to the other Lashon, never even heard this din of Lachtim. We know about dinim about what to make the bracha on. But that's why when the Gemara comes to the other Lashon, that's not like Ula, and says, no, listen, the Machlekes of Yudin Chachamim is by Embi Chesem Shavis. The Gemara says, by Embi Chesem Shavis, you're making both brachas anyway, so pligi b'may pligi. What are you're making both brachas anyway, so what's the how can you have the what to make the bracha on if you're making both brachas? So, well, no, there's a new idea that we never heard of before. That's lahakta. But at this point, the Gemara doesn't even know about lahakta. So Meila Rashi learns that's not the chiddush of Ula. Is not that there's no dinik dinik. That's not a chiddush. We never heard of them. The chiddush of Ula is that you have to make both brachas. Once you have to make both brachas, ain't kamachlekes. And the main chiddush of Ula is that Adama doesn't pat to the eitz. He also speaks out another very important connection. It's Mashman Ula, that if the Hadama did part of the Eitz, which Mashman Rashi, and according to the way Rashi learns, maybe it's Mashman Ula, so had the Hadama yes been able to part of the Eitz, had the Bruch on the Snoyin yes been able to part of the Zayitz, then it would have gone into the Machaikash Rabbi Yehuda Nechachamim of Ibir Chesem Shavis. Are you Makdim the Chav or are you Makdim the Minshil? So he speaks that out. What does that mean? Snoyin. Without Ula's Chiddush, I would have thought the Hadamah on the Snoyin patters the Eitz. But the Eitz on the Zayis is not going to patter the Snoyin. Right? Hadamah might patter Eitz. Eitz never patters the Hadamah. So, had the din been that if you make a bracha on the Hadamah, it patters the Eitz. So, according to the Chachamim, I understand you would make the bracha on the Snoyin and patter the Zayis, so that you're making the bracha on the Chaviv and patterning the Eilich of it, which is what Chachamim want you to do. So I would understand why Chachamim would take a stand over here. You should make the bracha on the Tznoim, because the Tznoim is Chaviv, and thereby you'll patter the Zayis. But why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? It's mashma that it would have been a machlekes. If not for Ula's Chiddush, had it been like the Mishnah that Birach al Peir Silim by Piyadama Yotze, had it been over here that if you make the Hadama you pat to the Zayis too, so then Ula and Rabbi Yehuda would have argued in this case too, of Snoyin and Zayis. Why? I understand Chum would have said you make the bracha on the Snoyin, then that would have been a bracha on the Chav, then it would have pat to the Zayis. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? Rabbi Yehuda says that Minshiva is better. Okay, but here it's not Shayach the Kedima of Minshiva, because you can't make the bracha on the Zayis and pat to the Snoyin. So you anyway have to make both brachas. So why would Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Chacham? Maybe make the bracha on the Snoyin and part of the Zayis. Says the Nachas David, no. Because it's still a machlokes. Because according to the Chachamim, everybody agrees if you make the bracha on the Snoyin, you'll part of the Zayis. Again, it's all Umboli Ulu. Had it been like the simple implication of the Mishnah, that Hadamah always part of the Eitz. So if you make the bracha on the Snoyin, it would part of the Zayis. So if you make the bracha on the Snoyin first, what's going to happen? It's going to pat to the Zayis. According to Chachamim, that's a good thing. Make the bracha on a slime, which is chaviv, and a patas is eyes. Very good. That's what you should do. Make the bracha on a slime, which is chaviv, you'll pat the chaviv. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to make the bracha on a slime, you're going to pat the zayis. But the zayis is the min shiva, and the slime is not. So you're going to be making the bracha on the not min shiva, and pattering the min shiva, which according to the Rabbi Yehuda, is a bizayin for the min shiva. Therefore, what you have to do, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is make the bracha on the zayis first. Not because you're going to patter the snow nearby. No, it's not an asay toiv, it's a sur meirah. It's not that by making the bracha on the zayis, you get Rabbi Yehuda's mile of making the bracha on the min shiva and pattering the shayna min shiva. Just making the bracha on the zayis is not going to patter the snow. So it's really aim b'chasem shavis, and there's no dinikthim. We don't, dinikthim haven't been invented yet. But it still would have been true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should make the bracha on the zayis before you make the bracha on the snoin, not to chaperai in the ktima, but to avoid the sur merah, avoiding making the bracha on the snoin, and thereby patterning the zayis, which according to Rabbi Yehuda would be a bizoyin for the min shiva. So therefore, lemais in effect, it would be a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda chacham. Rabbi Yehuda would have said, make the bracha on the snoin, patter the zayis. Gevaldik, you made the bracha on the chav, you patter the chav. Rabbi Yehuda would have said, don't do that. Because then you're going to be pattering you're going to make a bracha on an enim in shiva and pattering him in shiva. Rather, you should make the bracha on the zayis and make the bracha on the snoin separately afterwards. Comes along Ula and says, nothing to worry about. Making the bracha on the snoin doesn't patter the zayis. It's not like the Mishnah where you made the bracha on the apple, or they made Adam on the apple. Here, making the bracha on the snoin does not patter the zayis. So you have to make two brachas anyway. Well, once you have to make two brachas, then that's it. And there's no makom for a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, because you're not making a bracha on one and pattering the other. So there's no din, and again, dinik tima haven't been invented. Who's not even talking about that? So maybe that's the pshat. That's what Rashi said.
Why wouldn't it not be a bracha on shiva?
I mean, two brachos. In the haramina, that if you make a bracha on the adama, it patters the zayis. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Now the nachasova comes along and he says another very beautiful thing. We have a beautiful teretz for the Bahag. The Bahag says, "By emichesem shavus yemakdim the bar piyad the bar piyad eitz the bar piyad omer." It says the gemara dachlamates the bracha muveres comes before bracha shena muveres. So Tyson and Rosh are both asking the Bahag, "How can you work that? How can you fit that into the words of Ula? Ula said muverachaze v'chayusim muverachaze." That might mean like Tosis, they can make the bracha on the chaviv. Everybody can see to make the bracha on the chaviv. So it's like, so Ula said, Mavarach Zeh B'chayis and Mavarach Zeh means Rabbi Yehuda doesn't descend. He doesn't descend from the Chachamim. Or even better, you can say like the Rosh, Mavarach Zeh B'chayis and Mavarach Zeh means you could do whatever you want. Ezer Shem Shiyitza. But how can Mavarach Zeh B'chayis and Mavarach Zeh mean make the bracha on the bracha on Mavarach? It doesn't fit in the words of Ula. Like it doesn't say that. It says Mavarach Hazeh, Mavarach Hazeh, Mavarach Hazeh. It doesn't say you make the bracha on the bracha Mavarach and then the bracha Shein Mavarach. Like, how does it possibly fit in? How can the Bahag fit into the words of Ula? So, to Nachas David, that the Bahag learned, like Rashi, that Mavarach Hazeh, Mavarach Hazeh, Mavarach Hazeh doesn't, he's not talking about Dinik Dimo. Ula is not talking about Dinik Dimo. Ula is talking about the fact that you have to make two brachas. Now, it's the alternative to Ula. The thing that Ula is coming la'apuki from is that you only have to make one bracha. Make the bracha on the snoin, you pat the zayis. Well, if you only have to make one bracha, then we would have machlekes chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham would say, make the bracha on the chava, pat the zayis. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, that's a bad thing to do because you're going to be patering a min shiva with the ein min shiva. So comes Ula and says, no, that's not true. Mavarach hazeh v'chayzim mavarach hazeh. It's not like the Mishnah daf mem, and therefore, and you have to talk and make both brachas. And Ula is not discussing which bracha to make first. Which bracha to make first? That's not the topic of Ula. That's the topic of Gemara Daf Lamed Tes. Well, I'll put it differently. That's a given that you always make a bracha verse for a bracha she'ena verse when you're making both brachas. But over here, the anti-Ula is that you're not making both brachas. You're only making one bracha. You're making the bracha on the according to the chum, at least. Making the bracha on the tznoyim, the chavid, and you're patering the zayis. It's one bracha. Nothing to do with Lamed Tes. Comes on Ula and says, no, it's not true. You're not making one bracha, you're making two. And that's all Ula is saying, and that's all his words have to say. That's all the meaning that his words have to bear. That you're not making one bracha, you're making two. Ula's not been discussing which bracha comes first. So up to now he said, because dinik din haven't been invented yet. And the Bahag would say, because Dinik Dima Poshut about a Bachem verse comes before a Bachem Shenu verse. That's not Nachazel, but Wasim Yashiv Dubah. He's not saying, now the Meister Rashi doesn't hold like the Bahag. Because Rashi says, because according to the Bahag, you take and make the ace before the Hadoma. So I don't think we mock him for Rashi's Kasha. Rashi's Kasha is, why doesn't the Hadoma pop the ace? You're never making the Hadoma first, you're always making the ace first. Once you're making separate brochas, you're making the ace first. Maybe Rashi just means, had there been a possibility of making a dom and pop during the eights, then that would be better than making a bracha mevaris, because you chap rayon chaviv. Since that's not true, you don't, when you make the hadoma and the tznoyin, you don't get the din of chaviv, because you still have to make both brachas. So maybe now you can make a bracha mevaris. What's that? You're muchel that he's talking about. Right, this last thing is a very subtle point. The Pshutta Rashi is still not like the Bahag. The Pashup Shan Rashi, Rashi is saying, Rashi is asking, you should make the bracha on the stein and pat to the Zayas. But feel the Bahag, you don't make the bracha on the stein and pat to the Zayas. You make the bracha on the Zayas first. So there's no mokum for Rashi's kasha. Right, we'll think about this more tomorrow. But the Nachas David, which for the time being, it's important to say, the Nachas David is not saying that Rashi always liked the Bahag. He's just saying that Rashi is shot in the Gemara. The Ula is not addressing Dinei Kedima. Ula is just saying the fact they have to make two brachas. That opens a door that we can then say like the Bahag. Because the whole objection to the Bahag is that the Loshon of Ula doesn't sound like the Bahag. It doesn't sound like you make the bracha on the Zayis and the bracha on the Tznayim. Sounds like you do whatever you want, or maybe you can learn like Tosus that Rav Yehuda concedes to the Chachamim, but doesn't sound like you make the bracha mevaris before the bracha shenim mevaris. So the Nachas David's answer is that Ula learns like that the Bahag rather will learn like Rashi. That Ula's not talking about which bracha to make first. Mevarachazeh means the bold fact that you make two brachas, because the alternative to Ula would have been that you only make one bracha. You make the bracha according to Chachamim, at least you make the bracha on the Chavim when you pat the Eid Chavim. Ula said, no, it's not like the Mishnah Daf Mem. That's the Chiddush of Ula. It's not like the Mishnah Daf Mem. Here, the Adoma does not pat to the Zayis. So if you made the Baruch on the Slain, it would not pat to the Zayis. So if it would not pat to the Zayis, then there's no din of Kedimus Min Chavav over here. If there's no din over here of Kedimus Min Chavav, then you have to make separate brachas. Once you're making separate brachas, then Kedimus Min Chavav you don't have. Kedimus Min Shiva you don't have. But the Kedim of Brachim says the Bahag, okay, you don't have Min Shiva. There's no din to be Makdim Min Shiva. There's no din to be Makdim Min Chavav. That hasn't been invented yet. But there could still be a din. You make them the bracha mevaris, because that's the gemara in Daf Lamed Tes. The bracha mevaris comes the bracha that's saying the mevaris. Therefore, the Bahag could shtim. Says Nachas Ovid, the Bahag could still shtim in Ula. Yitzarich lehavin, if by Embi Chesayim Shavos, there's no din of Ketimus Achaviv, and there's no din of Ketimus Min Shiva, because that hasn't been invented yet in the gemara. That's the whole idea here. So then, why is there a din of Ketimus Bracha Muveres? Why is Ketimus Bracha Muveres different? Because if Ula holds later on the Gemara is Mechadish that there's din of Ketima, that Chavav might the Bracha of Chavav might come before the Bracha of Einu Chavav, or the Bracha of Min Shiva might come before the Bracha of Einu Min Shiva. But right now we don't know about Lahaktim. We think that by Embi Chesem Shavas there are no din of Ketima. But the Bahag says that even though there are no din of Ketima, but you make the Bracha Muveres. Well, isn't that itself a din of Ketima? Isn't that itself a kind of din of Ketima? So I think the answer is one of two things. Either it's a different kind of Ketima. The Ketima of Chavim and Shiva is a Ketima mitzad the Pri. A more Chash of a Pri and a less Chash of a Pri. So that's the Gemara thinks right now, Ula thinks right now, that's only by Bechay Seyam Shabbos. You should make the Bracha on the Chash of a Pri. But if making both Brachas, who says the Bracha of the Chash of a Pri is any better than the Bracha on that Chash of a Pri? The bracha itself is more about kavod. It should be on the more like you make the bracha like you. The bracha should be on the past that has melach, not the and lifton. Because it's more. So the bracha should be on the pre that you like more, not on the pre that you don't like so much. It's more about kavod for the bracha. We're making two brachas anyway, so mechatesu one bracha comes before the other. But the k'tim of bracha muveres the k'tim in the bracha, not in the pre. It's at the mile of the bracha. So that the Bahag holds, that applies even by Embi Chesem Shavus. Even now, even we haven't invented the other Ketima, but the Ketima that the Bracha Mevaris comes before the Bracha Mevaris, maybe that already there's a Mokum to be Machdim. Well, maybe we'll start with that. We'll suffice with that for the time being. Okay, we're going to go over some of this ground again tomorrow because it's not so and tough that it's, some of it needs to be a little bit